Evans Mirages, the Cincinnati Opera's artistic director, says the size of Music Hall is too grand for some of the operas the company wants to perform.
The foundational works of Monteverdi, the operas of Handel, the French comic operas of Lully, and contemporary chamber operas. Small and medium operas like Weill's Threepenny Opera or his Lost in the Stars, Menotti's The Consul, Rossini's La Gazza Ladra, Handel's Rinaldo and Julius Caesar, or Jake Heggie's new chamber opera, Three Decembers. For these and many others, we need a more intimate space.
Mirage says the opera has found the ideal place to stage those works.
The theater we have in mind is very close to Music Hall, and it is practically brand new. In fact, it is the theater you are in right now. Thanks to a new and groundbreaking partnership with Cincinnati's highly regarded School for Creative and Performing Arts, Cincinnati Opera will produce one opera each season in the SCPA's 750-seat Corbett Theater with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra in the pit. We are embarking on a partnership with SCPA that is unique in the opera world. This collaboration will extend beyond the use of just the facility. SCPA, the only K-12 performing arts school in the nation, will partner with Cincinnati Opera to provide learning opportunities for students. Our shared vision is for aspiring singers, instrumentalists, dancers, designers, and stage technicians to receive real-world experience through apprenticeships along Cincinnati Opera professionals.
The first Cincinnati Opera production to be staged at the School for Creative and Performing Arts will be Galileo Galilei by Philip Glass. The work will be presented in July of next year. Steve Brokamp is the principal of SCPA. He's thrilled about the collaboration with the Cincinnati Opera.
We have wonderful internship opportunities for our students in the very near future. And of course, just the honor of having the opera here at our school performing is just something beyond words.
Cincinnati Opera Artistic Director Evans Mirages says the partnership with SCPA is just one part of the opera company's new business plan, which is called CO2. He says it's a blueprint that looks forward to the opera's centennial in the year 2020.
It's a plan that allows for expansion of the repertoire, more performances and festival events, more moderately priced tickets, back-to-back performances of at least two different operas, and expanded partnerships with local arts and educational organizations.
Mirages says the opera company embraces Music Hall, Memorial Hall, SCPA, and Washington Park as an opera campus. He says the CO2 business plan for the Cincinnati Opera will include recitals and lectures at Memorial Hall and an annual free opera concert in Washington Park. The first of those free concerts is already scheduled for Sunday, June 9th, 2013. I'm Steve Hirschberg.